Praise the Lord. Message number 27. The title of the message, Kingdom's Principles, Part 2. Let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 18. And let us continue the message. And let us read verse 6 to verse 9. But if anyone causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a large millstone hung around his neck and to be drawn in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world because of the things that cause people to sin. Such things must come, but woe to the man through whom they come. If your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be thrown into the fire of hell. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us. Bless this time and use it for your glory, Lord. Anoint my lips and Lord, arrange the message in the way that you want it to be. And Lord, put words and verses that suit the needs of your people and to do according to thy will, O Lord. We do pray in the name of Jesus. You take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and make it reach those who are waiting for your word. Let your message bring salvation, bring deliverance, repentance, bring for Lord perfection. Raise up people to save you, Lord. We pray that people get delivered from the power of sin and death and darkness. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The Lord had put in Matthew 18 principle for his church, and we ought to follow these principles. What we read here, we can conclude this principle from it. Don't let others sin because of your wrongdoing. Many, they get stumbled because they see other Christians behave and live and speak in a way contradict the scriptures. Those they don't know the scriptures, the new believers or the young believers or those who are not yet believers, they don't know the scripture, but as they see our attitude, they can pick up what the word of God speaks and what the word of God dictates. Therefore, we need to be a good example to others. Christians need to be good example for others. Christ came from heaven. He laid down his life for us to save us. He was crucified. He shed his blood on the cross. He was put to death on the cross. He was buried and rose again on the third day. And then he went to heaven and he is now at the right hand of God the Father. Christ gave his life for us, and we who are living now, we ought to live our life to Christ. We need to follow Christ's example and life so the others will see our life and they will follow Christ. Follow my example, Paul say, as I follow the example of Christ. We need to follow Christ's example, and as the people see our ways of life and our conduct and our speech, then they would follow Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. They say, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. We need to be a good example to the believers and to the non-believers. In the way we speak, in the way we live and plan our life, it's very important. In love, how to love? How to love God with all our heart? How to love our neighbor as ourselves? How to love our enemy? We have to be good example in faith, trusting the Lord, and follow His word. And in purity, our heart should be clean. Any Christian, whether he likes it or not, he's preaching the gospel. We preach the gospel not by words only, but by deeds. Now, what type of gospel we are preaching? If we are living a bad example, if we are living in sin, then we are preaching wrongdoing and we are misleading the people to go and do wrong things. That's why the Lord say, if your hand or your foot or your eyes cause you to sin, cut it, gouge it out. Because if you lead others, if you mislead others, then you will get the punishment that is also due for them. The Lord Jesus Christ mentioned three things that we may use to sin against God. I, by looking lustfully to men or women, or watching filthy movies or magazines. Our eyes should not cause us to sin, and the other, they will see our eyes is used with the wrong things. They may follow our example, and they will be lost, and we are responsible on that. Our hand should be used for the glory of God. My hand can be used for the glory of God. Hands can be used also for stealing, gambling, making fraud, beating, killing, murdering, fighting. In that case, our hands is serving devil, not the Lord. And the Lord say, it is better you enter the kingdom of God maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and thrown into eternal fire. Our foot or our feet, how causes us to sin? By going to wrong places, bars, discos, cinemas, or going out with bad friends and bad companions, or moving to places and taking direction opposite to what God had commanded you to move and to go. Many Christians now, they are behaving like Jonah. Externally they are doing good things, but internally they are rebellious against God's will. They move into direction opposite to the leading and the direction of the Holy Spirit. God call us to be a light for others. We are the salt of the earth. You who listen to the message, you are the salt of the earth. You are called to preserve the word of God in your life and try your best to give it to the people who are around you. We are called to be the light of the world. The people, they can't see God, but as they see our life, they can see Christ in us, and they will give glory and give honor to God. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16, the word of God say, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. As they will see our life, if we are in right direction and good attitude, following God's will and living in holiness, then we are shining. The other will see our life and they will praise God the Father in heaven. They will see our life, they will see our good deeds that come after repentance. Then they will praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 18 verse 10 and 11, see the word of God say, see that you do not look down on one of these little ones, For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. And verse 11 say, the Son of Man came to save what was lost. Now here, the Lord had come to save the lost. But if others will stumble because of us, then we are not working with the Lord, we are working against the Lord. God call us to work with Him to save the lost and those who are saved to be conserved and to be preserved. Be careful how you live your life, the decision you take, the standard of your living, what you stand for, what you speak, your faith, your attitude, your character are very important, because people all around are looking at you whether you like it or whether not. They will look to what you speak, how you live, what you dress, how you decide, and they will follow your example. If your example is good, the Lord will be glorified and you will be working with the Lord. And I pray that you hear the message. I trust the Lord will send the message to us that we will conform to His likeness and to His will, and we will work with Him to bring others nearer to Him and bring them to God. Matthew chapter 18 verse 12 to 14, the word of God says, what do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, I tell you the truth, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost. The Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven. He came to seek and to save those who are lost. He is looking for them, and we need to work with Him. God does not want anyone, is not willing that anyone get perished. Any of the little sheep, those who belong to the Lord, He does not want any one of them to be perished. So we need to work with the Lord. In this parable, the Lord He symbolized Himself as a shepherd. Here we have a shepherd in this parable. He have 99 sheep, but he lost one, so he left the 99 on the hills, on the open field, and ran after and went after the one that was lost. We who are saved, we are the 99. We need to support the Lord in His mission to reach the lost. The Lord Jesus Christ is a soul seeker. Our God is a missionary God. He is a soul seeker. He is not after beautiful buildings or gardens or landscape. The Lord is not impressed with these things. God is impressed with the lost souls. He wants to bring them to Him. And we need to be in the same mind of Christ. We need to use all the opportunity, all what we have, all what we can, to bring one soul into the kingdom of God. How we can do that? How we can work with the Lord? He wants from us the same, to carry the same mission of Jesus Christ, to seek and save the lost. And we can do that first by prayer. Our prayer is very essential for evangelism, for reaching out. As we pray, the Lord will bring us to those who are lost. We need to continue to pray and intercede in behalf of the lost souls. We should pray that God will reveal himself to them. And also we need to pray that God would meet their needs. As we pray, and even we pray that God will answer our prayer for them, because when God answers our prayer, that will make more easy for them to have faith in the Lord and to come to God. If the Lord would do miracle as we evangelize, those souls will be easier for them to receive Christ, and will be easier for us to convince them to follow the ways of the Lord. Also, prayer will build in our heart a love and a compassion to the lost soul. We need to pray with tears, with pain in our hearts, knowing that if they would not repent and follow Christ, they will be end up in hell and eternal fire. That compassion, because we know very well what will be their destiny if they will not follow Christ. Therefore, we pray with pain, with tears. Not only we pray, we cry out to God. Not only we cry out to God, we fast for the lost souls. We intercede for them. We pray earnestly. We pray with urgency for the lost to be saved. Psalm chapter 2, verse 8. The word of God says, "Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession." We pray that the Lord will give us the nation. We pray that God will give us more souls, more groups, more languages, more congregation, more new cities, villages, countries, language to reach for Christ. What we can do more to bring the lost into the kingdom of God? We need to preach the good news. The Lord commanded us in Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. He said, "Go into all the world and you preach the news, the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." Diligently we should seek every opportunity to speak to others about Jesus Christ and his love and his work on the cross to save mankind from sin and death. Look to the people around you, your neighbor, your friends, your contact, the people whom you know, the people around you, in the neighborhood, in the same building, in the same room, in the same flat, your family, those who are here and those who are far away, are all a field of your evangelism. God called you to share the good news with them. And those who believe and willingly giving their lives to Jesus, we need to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. As he commanded us, we need to disciple them. We need to teach them the word of God. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20 say, he commanded us the following, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." God wants us to go and make disciples. Those who receive Christ, we disciple them. We teach them the word of God. We remind them of the command of God. We train them in the righteousness. We use the word of God. The Lord had given us the skills and the gifts of the Holy Spirit to do his work and his will, so that we need to be diligent in this matter. What else more? Because the Lord say in Matthew 18:14, "In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should be lost." We need to conserve those who are saved. Those who receive Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior and Lord over their lives, they will pass through trials, difficulties, and temptation, and might give up, and would not continue to walk with God if these trials are hard to them. Some of them, they may go into backsliding, and they go away from God. We need to pray for those people to get revived. We need to visit them. We need to encourage them to come back to the Lord and save Him. And those who are still in the Lord, we need to encourage them in time when they are having hardship and difficulties. We need to help them in a prayer. We need to encourage them with the Word of God. We need to give them the right counsel. We need to stand beside them and whatever we can provide and afford to them, that we need to do so that they will pass the trial victoriously. In addition, we need to continue to teach the Word of God. That would help the disciple to grow and be deeply rooted in the Lord. So when trial would come, or when Satan will attack them, they would not be shaken. Those who are rooted with the Word of God. And that's why we have Bible study, we have teaching, we have talks, we have audio messages, so that you will be always enriched with the Word of God. So when you get attack or trials, the Word of God has built in you a certain level of faith. That faith will enable you to pass that trial victoriously. What else we can do to seek and save the lost with the Lord? We need to invest all what God gave us into His kingdom. God has given us time, talents, spiritual gifts, material things, money. We need to support the work of God with our tithes, our offering, whatever we can support, whatever we can preserve for the great commission of the Lord. That we need to invest into the kingdom of God. We need to put all this, all what we have under God's service and disposal, to bring a new source into His kingdom and to make a new disciple who serve the Lord and walk in His ways. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 30, the Word of God say, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who wins souls is wise. Let us be inspired by the message. Let us be wise today. You who hear me, God called you to be wise. The message to encourage you to be diligent to evangelize, to reach new souls, to be diligent, to be a good example, so that the other, they will see your life and they get encouraged, they get inspired to follow and to do the will of the Lord. God wants you to be a good example so others will not stumble. God wants you to be a good example so others will follow. Lost will come to Christ. As you seek God, others, they will commit their ways unto the Lord. And you will find yourself, and we will find ourselves walking together, hand with hand with the Lord, going forward to reach the lost. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that makes things clear. We bless you, Jesus. Use this word of yours mightily for your glory. Lord, I pray that everyone who receives the message and who commit his ways unto you, Lord, bless this brother and this sister and reward them. Equip them, O God. Equip their life, O God, to be a great testimony, so they will be a good examples for others. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Lord, take this message, the power of the Holy Spirit, and make the word of yours reach your disciples and your church and your congregation who are waiting to hear your word. Oh God, bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.